Parshas Vayechi. After many years of hard work and suffering, Yaakov spent his last 17 years in Mitzrayim peacefully and in happiness. Yes, Yaakov saw Yosef as a ruler, and all of his sons, without an exception, were all tzaddikim, who followed in the ways of Yaakov, serving Hashem. Yes, Kindalach. Those are the first words of this week's parsha, Vayechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim. Yaakov lived in the land of Mitzrayim. And as Rabbi Yaakov Bal Haturim explains, these were the best years of Yaakov's life. The 17 years that he lived in Mitzrayim. You may wonder, Kindalach, how is it possible that the best years of Yaakov were the years when he lived in Mitzrayim? Well, Kindalach, let me tell you of a short story. When the Tzemach Tzedek was a boy and learned this pasuk, that Yaakov lived in the land of Mitzrayim 17 years, his teacher explained him the way the Baal HaTorim says that our father Yaakov lived his 17 best years in Mitzrayim. When the little boy came home from Cheder, he asked his grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, Baal HaTanya V'al Shulchan Aruch, how can it be that Yaakov Avinu, who is the greatest of all the Avos, should have his best years of life, the 17 years he lived in Mitzrayim? His grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, answered, before Yaakov went to Mitzrayim, he sent Yehuda before him to Yosef to give instructions for Goshen, the land in which he's going to live. The Medrash tells us that the reason Yehuda went there is in order to build up a yeshiva, where Torah would be studied there, that all of the children and grandchildren of Yaakov should be able to study Torah. And when one learns Torah, he comes closer to Hashem. So even in Mitzrayim, it was true to say, Vayechi, he lived. That is, he lived his best years. Kindalach, this is also a lesson for us, that no matter where a yid is, he can always learn Torah and serve Hashem. In fact, when we do it even in the time of Galus, then it's even more precious to Hashem, since we are in Galus, and sometimes the Yetzer Hara may disturb us, try to disturb us from learning Torah, and yet we learn the Torah of Hashem. Then, Vayechi, every Yid is also living the true life, the best years of his life. Just like Yaakov, who lived his best years during the 17 years in Mitzrayim, watching his children and grandchildren learning Torah. Yes, Kindalach, these were very special years for Yaakov. As our Chachamim tell us, during these 17 years, the Ruach HaKodesh rested upon Yaakov. Now, Kindalach, when Yaakov grew weaker and felt that his end was drawing near, he sent for his son Yosef and asked him something very important. Yaakov wanted to make sure that they will not bury him in Mitzrayim, but rather take him to Eretz Yisrael. Yes, Yaakov wanted to be buried only in Eretz Yisrael. And for this, he asked Yosef to promise him that he will do so. Why didn't Yaakov ask the other sons? Well, of course, Yosef, being the ruler of Mitzrayim, was the only one who can really have permission from Paray to leave Mitzrayim in order to carry out his father's wish to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Why did Yaakov want it to be buried only in Eretz Yisrael rather than anywhere else? Well, Kimlalach, our Chachamim tell us that there were many reasons why he wanted so. First of all, our Chachamim teach us that those who are buried in Eretz Yisrael will be the first ones to get up for Tchiyas HaMesim. That's right, when Mashiach will come, all the Yidden who passed away in all the generations from the very beginning of creation until now will all get up to see Mashiach and the Beis HaMikdash. But, Kindalach, they will not all get up at the same time. Those who are buried in Eretz Yisrael will be the first ones to get up for Tchiyas HaMesim. And that's why Yaakov wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael in order that he should be brought back to life in a holy land. Yaakov also wanted that his children who are in Mitzrayim should always remember that their real homeland is Eretz Yisrael and not Mitzrayim. And that's why he was not buried in Mitzrayim, but in Eretz Yisrael. Another reason why Yaakov did not want to be buried in Mitzrayim was because Yaakov was afraid that the Mitzrayim may use him as an idol, as a getchke. They may take his body and use it as a getchke, since they all knew how great Yaakov was. They all knew that the hunger came to an end as soon as Yaakov came to Mitzrayim. And so knowing how great Yaakov is, they might make his body into a getchke. Also, Kindalach, Yaakov saw with Ruach HaKodesh that one of the 10 makos that's going to come to Mitzrayim would be the makah of kinim, lice, which will go through the whole land of Mitzrayim and also into the ground. Although Yaakov was such a great tzaddik, and the kinim will not come to his body, but Yaakov did not want to depend on a miracle. That's why Yaakov did not want to be buried in the land of Mitzrayim. And so Yaakov said to Yosef, "Carry my body to Ma'aras HaMachpelah in Eretz Yisrael, because I want to rest there together with my fathers. And when the time comes for Tchiyas HaMesim, I want to get up and be in good company when Mashiach comes." Yosef answered, "I will do as you instructed." Yaakov asked Yosef to swear to him by his bris milah. Yosef swore. Yaakov then turned to the Shechina, which rested above his bed, since the Shechina is always above the bed of a sick person. And Yaakov bowed down to thank Hashem that his wish had been fulfilled. That is, that Yosef promised to take his body after he passes away and bury it in Eretz Yisrael. Time went on, and one day Yosef received a message that said, "Your father is very seriously sick." Who brought Yosef this news? It was his son Ephraim, who would very often go to Yaakov's house in Goshen in order to study Torah. And now he came to his father Yosef to tell him that Zaidi Yaakov was very, very sick. Yosef's wife, Asnas, advised him,
"Getting a bracha from a tzaddik is so great, just like getting a bracha from Hashem. So Yosef, take our sons, Menashe and Ephraim. Bring them to Yaakov so that he may bench them."
Yosef thereupon traveled together with his two sons, Menashe and Ephraim, to visit his father in Goshen. On the way, Yosef planned that he would speak to Yaakov about two very important things. First of all, we know, Kinderlach, that there were only 12 Shvatim, And they are the 12 brothers, the sons of Yaakov. But Yosef wanted that also Menashe and Ephraim should be equal to the Shvatim. They should also be considered just like each one is a Shevet for itself. That means that instead of Yosef being counted just as one Shevet, he should be counted as two, the family of Menashe and the family of Ephraim. A second thing that Yosef wanted to speak to him about was to find out why didn't Yaakov bury Rachel, Yosef's mother, in the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. Just like Yaakov buried his wife Leah, why didn't he bury his wife Rachel, Yosef's mother? As we have learned in Parshas Vayishlach, that Yaakov buried Rachel near Beis Lechem, on the roadside, and not in the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. And this bothered Yosef very much. And now Yosef is on his way to his father, having in mind to talk to his father about these two things. When Yosef came, Yaakov was told that his son Yosef is here. Yaakov, who was very weak from his sickness, was lying in bed when he was told that Yosef came. Yaakov strengthened himself and sat up in his bed. Yaakov said, "Even though the person who is coming is my son, but he is also a king." And so as Yaakov was sitting up in his bed, Yosef walked in. Yaakov was very happy to see him. They both talked together. Yaakov answered Yosef to both of his questions about Yosef's two sons, Menashe and Ephraim, to be counted as the Shvatim. Yaakov said, "Yes, they will be counted as the Shvatim. In fact, when Hashem appeared to me in the city of Luz, Hashem promised me, 'Goy ukahal goyim yihiyem imeka.' A nation and an assembly of nations shall be born to you." When Hashem said the word nation, Hashem meant Binyamin, who was not born yet. Your mother was pregnant with him at that time. And so he is the nation that Hashem said would be born to me. And who are the assembly of nations that Hashem said would be born to me? I had no children born to me after Binyamin. Hashem surely meant your two sons, Menashe and Ephraim, who were yet to be born, and who would also be counted among the Shvatim. Yes, Ephraim and Menashe shall have an equal share, just like Reuven and Shimon and the other brothers. They will have their own flags, just like the other Shvatim. They will have their own Nesiim, leaders, and they will have their own portion of land in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, Kindalach. This was the answer for Yosef's first question to Yaakov about his sons Menashe and Ephraim. Now, about the second question that Yosef had, why didn't Yaakov bury Rachel in Ma'aras HaMachpelah? Instead, he buried her on the roadside near Beis Lechem. Well, Yaakov explained Yosef like this. When I came back from Lavan, from Padan Aram, on the way Rachel died. Her death was more painful to me than all the other sufferings that I ever had. I buried Rachel on the roadside. I know you're upset about it, since I asked you to do for me what I did not do for your mother. I'm asking you to bury me in Eretz Yisrael, in the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, and I didn't do it to your mother Rachel. I know you're upset, but believe me that I want just as strongly as you to have her buried in the Ma'aras HaMachpelah with me." "Oh yes, Tati? If you want her to be buried in the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, just tell me that, Tati, and I'll have her brought from Beis Lechem straight to the Ma'aras HaMachpelah." You cannot do that, my son, because it was by Hashem's commandment that I buried her in Beis Lechem. Hashem let me know with Ruach HaKodesh that the Yidden will in the future be sent into Galus, and on their way they will pass by Rachel's Kever, Rachel's grave. And your mother Rachel will then daven to Hashem to have Rachmanis on the Yidden, and Hashem will accept her tefillah. It is for this reason that I buried her on the roadside, and not in the Ma'aris HaMachpelah. Yaakov then wanted to bench Yosef's sons, Menashe and Ephraim. But suddenly, the Ruach HaKodesh went away from him, because he saw that besides all the great tzaddikim and very special people that are going to come out from the families of Menashe and Ephraim, there will also be some Rishaim. From the family of Ephraim will be the two Rishaim, Yeravam and Achav. And from the family of Menashe, Yehu and his sons, who were all big Rishaim. Therefore the Ruach HaKodesh left Yaakov, and Yaakov was not able to bench them. Yaakov wondered and asked, "Who are these children? From what kind of marriage were they born, that they don't deserve a bracha? How is it possible that from their families there will be such kings who will be such rishaim?" Yosef answered, "They are my sons. They are tzaddikim, just like I am a tzaddik. And they were born from Asnas, whom I married according to the laws of the Torah, a marriage of holiness." Yosef then showed his father the kesuba, the marriage contract, that his father should see that they came from a kosher marriage. Yaakov then told Yosef, "Let me feel them and kiss them, so that the Ruach HaKodesh will return to me, for I cannot see them." Yes, Kinderlach. Yaakov was not able to see, since his eyes had grown weak from old age. Yaakov spent so many years studying Torah that his eyes became weak. He could not raise his eyelids unless he actually lifted them with his hand. And so Yosef put his sons between Yaakov's knees, and Yaakov kissed and hugged them. But still, the Ruach HaKodesh did not return to him. Yaakov therefore tried to turn Yosef's attention by speaking about a different thing. Yaakov said to him, "I never dared to think that I would see your face again, and now Hashem has shown me your children too." When Yosef realized that his father was not able to bench Ephraim and Menashe, he took them from between Yaakov's knees and davened and begged from Hashem to have Rachmanis, and that the Ruach HaKodesh should once again return to Yaakov. Yosef davened to Hashem and said, "Ribbono shel Olam, are my sons unworthy?" To his sons, Yosef said, "Whatever greatness you have in this world is only for a short time. Pray that the Ruach HaKodesh may rest upon my father, so that he may bench you." Both Yosef and his sons davened, and they fell on their faces begging Hashem that he should let his Shechinah rest on Yaakov once again. The Shechinah then immediately returned to Yaakov, because Hashem always accepts the tefillos of anyone of the Shevet of Yosef if they beg Hashem with their whole heart and fall on their faces. As soon as the Ruach HaKodesh returned to Yaakov, Yosef prepared his two sons, Menashe and Ephraim, to get the bracha from Yaakov. And this is how he did it. Yosef knew that the right side is more important and greater than the left side. So Yosef took his older son Menashe and placed him on the right side of Yaakov, and Ephraim, the younger son, on the left side. But Kinelach, Yaakov switched his hands, and he placed his right hand on the head of Ephraim, the younger one, and his left hand he put on the head of Menashe, the older son. The reason Yaakov did this was because he saw with Ruach HaKodesh that Ephraim, the younger son, would become greater than the older one, because the future leader, Yahushua, will come from the family of Ephraim. Yaakov then benched his son Yosef and his grandsons Ephraim and Menashe. And this is the bracha that he said: Ha'elokim asher hishalchu avosai lefanav Avraham v'Yitzchak. God before whom my fathers Avraham and Yitzchak moved quickly so as to fulfill his will. Ha'elokim haroye oisi me oidi ad hayom hazeh. Hashem, who has taken care of me to this day, just like a shepherd who takes care of his sheep. Hamalach hagoyel oisi mikol ra. Hashem only sends me a malach to save me and protect me in the time of need. Hashem sent a malach to protect me from the hands of Esav, from the hands of Lavan, and also in the time of the hunger. Yevareich es hana'arim. May he bench the children, Ephraim and Menashe. V'yikarei vahem shemi. V'shem avosai. Let them be called by my name and the name of my forefathers, Avraham and Yitzchak. V'yidgul arayv v'kerev ha'aretz. And let them increase like the fish. Yes, Kindalach, just like fish are fruitful, and no ayin hara, no evil eyes can harm them, because they are covered by water, so will Yosef's children multiply and become so many and be unharmed by any ayin hara. Yes, Kindalach, this was a special bracha that Yosef's family had, that no ayin hara will ever harm them. This was a reward, since Yosef protected his eyes from looking to the places where he was not supposed to, such as Potiphar's wife when she wanted him to sin. Therefore, his shevet was benched with a special protection from an ayin hara. Yes, Kindalach, Yosef's children, Ephraim and Menashe, got a very special bracha then. And this was a bracha which would serve as an example for all Jewish parents who would then bench their sons, Yesimcha Elokim ke Ephraim v'chi Menashe. May Hashem cause you to be like Ephraim and Menashe. Now when Yosef noticed that his father Yaakov placed his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, the younger son, and the left hand on Menashe, the older son, Yosef thought that his father made a mistake, thinking that Ephraim is older than Menashe. So what did Yosef do? He took hold of his father's right hand to place it on Menashe's head. And he said to his father, "Not so, my father. This one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on Menashe's head." Yaakov answered him and said, "My right hand belongs on Ephraim's head. I know it by Ruach HaKodesh. It is true that Menashe is very great, because the great judge Gideon will come from him. But his younger brother, Ephraim, will have a grandchild who is so much greater than him. That is Yahushua. whose fame will fill the world when he makes the sun stand still in the sky. This happened many years later, Kinderlach, when Yehoshua was leading the Yidden in a war against their enemies, and it was getting dark, and Hashem made a very special miracle for Yehoshua, that the sun stood still in the sky until they won the war. Yes, Kinderlach, there was nothing that Yaakov would do without being told by Hashem. It was the Ruach HaKodesh that made Yaakov place his right hand on Ephraim, the younger son, and the left hand on Menashe, the older one. Kinderlach, we see that Yaakov gave a bracha for Menashe and for Ephraim. But what about the bracha for Yosef? The Torah says, Vayivarech es Yosef, that Yaakov benched Yosef. Where is his bracha? Well, Kinderlach, the answer is very simple. The best bracha that Yosef can get is to see that his children go in the right way, to see his children be benched, to grow up to Talmidei Chachamim, to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. What greater nachas, what greater blessing can there be for parents than to see their children going in the right ways and the ways of Hashem, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, and being very nice and helping others. Avas Yisrael and Midos Tovos. After having given the bracha, Yaakov announced to Yosef, I am about to die, but Hashem will be with you and send you his Goel, his Redeemer, to free you from the galus of Mitzrayim. I'm now going to tell you of three signs by which you will be able to tell who is the true Redeemer who's going to take you out of galus. First of all, he will use the word Anochi when he speaks to you. Second of all, he will appoint the Talmidei Chachamim among you to be leaders. And third of all, he would use the words Pakaid Yifkaid, which means that Hashem will remember the Yidden and take them out of Galus. Later on, Kinderlach, before Yosef died, Yosef gave over these words of Yaakov to Serach, the daughter of Asher, who lived longer than all the other people of her generation. She was still alive at the time when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Mitzrayim, and she told the Yidden that if Moshe uses the words Pakaid Yifkaid, then you know that he is Hashem's true messenger. As we'll see later, in the next parsha, in the beginning of Chumash Shemais, that as soon as the Yidden heard the words from Moshe, Pakaid Pokadati, they believed in him and believed that he had the special mission from Hashem to take them out of Galus Mitzrayim. Then Kinderlach, Yaakov promised Yosef, as a reward for your going through the trouble of carrying my body to Eretz Yisrael to be buried there, I'm going to give you a present. That is, the city of Shechem. Even though all of your brothers will get a share in Eretz Yisrael, you'll get an extra share, the city of Shechem, as a burial place for yourself. I took Shechem from the hands of the Amorim at the time when I stood with my bow and arrow to help Shimon and Levi after they had killed Shechem, when all the Amorite kings got together to kill us. I also give you the Bechaira, the firstborn right of doing the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. Yosef was very happy after he received such brachas from his father. The brothers, of course, wanted to have such brachas too. They said, no wonder people lean towards whoever is on the top. They thought that Yaakov had given him the very special bracha since Yosef was a ruler. But Yaakov said to them, no, the reason is because I see that Yosef is such a great tzaddik. He has so much yiras Hashem, fear of Hashem. I have enough brachas for all of you. If you will be as great as Yosef, you will all deserve the same bracha. Yaakov then gathered together all the 12 sons to give them a final bracha. Yaakov davened to Hashem that Hashem should forever listen to the tefillos of his sons in a time of need. Yaakov then began telling his sons of things that are going to happen in the future. Yaakov said to his sons, you will be gathered from the land of Mitzrayim to Ramses at the time of the Geula, when you'll be freed from this Galus Mitzrayim, and you will leave Mitzrayim with a very great simcha. Then Yaakov told them that even though that during the time of the Galus, 10 of the 12 Shvatim will be lost, the Shevet of Yehuda and Binyamin, those are all the Yidden that are now with us in Galus here, Kindalach, they will not know where are the other 10 Shvatim, where are all those families. But Yaakov said that when Mashiach will come, those 10 lost Shvatim will come together and join the Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin. Yaakov also said to his sons, give special respect and honor to the Shvatim of Yehuda and Binyamin. Yehuda deserves respect because he is the king, and Binyamin because he is Yedid Hashem, the beloved of Hashem. Yaakov said to his sons, get ready, prepare yourselves, purify yourselves so that my blessings, my brachas, shall be able to reach you in their full measure. Stay together with Achdus, Avas Yisrael, all the brothers together, and then you will surely deserve the Geula through Mashiach Tzidkenu. Then, Kindalach, Yaakov was about to tell his sons the secret of the date of when Mashiach is going to come. But then, Kindalach, the Shekhinah went away from Yaakov, and Yaakov was not able to speak further. Yaakov was afraid that maybe the Shekhinah went away from him because maybe one of his sons did not really deserve Hashem's bracha. Therefore, Yaakov asked his sons, how can I know if all of you really believe in Hashem with your whole heart? All of the sons answered and said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Which means, Shema Yisrael, hear Yisrael, meaning their father Yaakov, whose name was also Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem our God, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one. When Yaakov heard these words, Yaakov bowed in thanks to Hashem and answered quietly, Baruch Shem, Kavod Malchusai La'olam Va'ed. Blessed be his name, whose kingdom is forever. And then, Kindalach, Yaakov benched each and every one of his 12 sons. And I want you to know, Kindalach, that each son got a different kind of bracha, which was meant specially for him. Since each brother was different, they all deserved a different kind of bracha. To Reuven, Yaakov said, Reuven bechori ata. Reuven, you are my firstborn. You are such a special bechor who deserves to be praised. You are different from many other bechorim who are thieves and robbers. Esav was a bechor. He was prepared to bring his father animals even when he had to steal them. But you are so honest. When you were out in the field and you wanted to bring home some flowers for your mother, you only brought the Dudaim flowers, which grow wild and do not have any owner to whom they belong, because you did not want to steal. Many Becharim hate their brothers, like Cain hated Hevel. Yishmael hated Yitzchak. Esav hated Yaakov, myself. But you were kind and told your brothers not to spill Yosef's blood. And so, Kindalach, Yaakov benched Reuven, and then he benched Shimon and Levi together, and he said to them, "You are both brothers. You acted like brothers when it came to save Dina, but you did not act as brothers when it came to sell Yosef." After benching them, Yaakov benched Yehuda. Yaakov gave him a bracha to be a king, and he called him Gur Aryeh Yehuda, that Yehuda is like a lion. And Yaakov gave him very special brachas of great people who are going to come from his family, especially David HaMelech and Mashiach Tzidkenu. Then Yaakov benched Zevulun. That Zevulun will be the businessman who's going to make a lot of money, but use his money not only for himself, but to help the family of Yisachar, who's going to be studying Torah. Zevulun will have a share in his learning Torah because he is giving money to help the families of Yisachar who are continuously studying the Torah. Then Yaakov benched Yisachar and said that Yisachar is compared to a donkey, that the Shevet of Yisachar will have Talmidei Chachamim, Torah students, who will carry the yoke of Torah just as the donkey carries its load. Then Yaakov benched Dan, that Dan shall judge his people just like the special one among the Shvatim, that is Yehuda. Yes, Yaakov is saying with Ruach HaKodesh that Dan will have a very special judge coming from his family, who is just as great as the leaders of Yehuda. Who was this special judge? Shimshon. And Yaakov said that Dan will be like a serpent, like a snake. Just like a snake gets rid of those that he doesn't like and he kills them, so did Shimshon get rid of the enemies of the Yidden. After benching Dan, then Yaakov benched God. God gedud yigudenu. Troops of God, that is, soldiers, shall go out to fight. This is talking about the time when the Yidden will march into Eretz Yisrael. The Shevet of God would march at the head of the Jewish army to conquer the land. After benching God, Yaakov benched Asher. Me Asher Shmeino Lachmai. Out of Asher comes rich fruit. Also, he will be benched with a large number of olive trees, that the oil will flow from the ground like water. Then Yaakov benched Naphtali. Naphtali Ayala Shlucha. Just like Yaakov benched Asher's portion of Eretz Yisrael with rich fruit, so did he bench Naphtali's portion in the land, that it will also have very special fruit which will grow out very quickly, much faster than the fruits of other parts of Eretz Yisrael. It also means that Naphtali will be like Ayala, like a hind, that is, like a deer, who runs very fast. As we're going to see later in the parsha, when the brothers were gathered together by Ma'aris HaMachpelah to bury Yaakov, and Esav did not let, it was Naphtali who ran as quickly as a deer to Mitzrayim to get the papers to prove that Yaakov is the one who's to be buried in the Ma'aris HaMachpelah, as we shall see later in Mirta Hashem in this parsha. After Yaakov benched Naphtali, he benched Yosef. Bein Peiras Yosef. Bein Peiras Ali Oyin. A graceful son is Yosef, a son finding grace in the eye that sees him. In his bracha, Yaakov mentioned the different sufferings that Yosef went through, and how he's going to have a very special portion in the land of Eretz Yisrael. After benching Yosef, Yaakov benched Binyamin. Binyamin is like a wolf that tears. What does this mean? That means that the Beis HaMikdash will be built in Binyamin's part of Eretz Yisrael. The heavenly fire will eat up the carbon that is brought on the Mizbeach every morning and every evening, just like a wolf that grabs away its food. Kindalach, why did Yaakov compare many of his sons to wild beasts and animals? Is in order to teach a lesson that even when the Yidden will be in Golus, amongst the Goyim who will try to turn the Yidden away from learning Torah, we should be as stubborn and strong as the beasts and animals of the field to continue going in the ways of Hashem. Our Chachamim tell us that Hashem calls the Yidden a dove, because when he commands, they follow him as willingly as a dove.